over the last 3 years of my development career, right? Over the last 3 years of my development career, I have never felt as high and in flow as I did building out the new component library for Cypress.
Right.
Getting to use the tool we built.
Welcome to the JS World Podcast, powered by passionate people. Here we interview our speakers from the JS World Conference. We talk life, tech, and all sorts of things. Like what we have to offer? Like and subscribe. And don't forget to follow us on at JS World Conf on Twitter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of JS World Podcast. My name is Matat. I'm a consultant for passionate people. Alongside with me is my colleague.
Hi, I'm Kisu, Next.js Ambassador, and with us we have
Jessica Sachs. I go by Jess. I am a Cypress IO staff employee, staff engineer. I've been coding for 10 years. I've done everything from QA engineer all the way through technical management, people management, and individual contributorship. I'm in the Vue community because I ended up rolling out Vue to every major travel site that you've ever seen pre-COVID. So that was like 2018. I guess I've been in the community for 4 years. And shortly after, there was an opening for maintainership of Vue Test Utils. And then from there, I went to Cypress because I wanted to build a testing solution that felt good. Somewhere in between a design system and testing library.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the testing is the main part before going into production. So Cypress is getting our back, usually. So yeah, can you just take us through your talk real brief? Because
yeah, sure.
Some people didn't watch it yet, maybe online, or
yeah,
like
cool,
myself.
Caesar. So, yeah. Yeah, so we released Cypress 10 about 2 days ago. The UI is completely rewritten in Vue 3, TypeScript, GraphQL. It's gorgeous. We have a new, you actually don't even need to leave the browser, the automation browser, to create new specs to open them in your IDE. You can easily, using HMR, test out CSS changes and see if they look good, if they feel right. It's a component development environment. It's not a test runner. It is a component development environment that happens to support testing extremely well.
All right. Now the UI itself that we are running like in Chrome or something, this has been changed to help.
All changed.
All right.
Yeah, the entire workflow.
Okay.
So what we wanted to do in Cypress 10 was, component testing for Cypress has been out actually since 2018. Mm-hmm. But what we wanted to do in Cypress 10 was explain to people that Cypress can test anything in a browser.
Okay.
Right? End-to-end testing we're known for. We're the de facto Selenium, along with
Puppeteer.
Playwright and Puppeteer,
yep.
Right? You know, we surpassed the downloads of Selenium, 2 years ago, which is a huge milestone.
Yep.
And so for end-to-end testing, that is what we're associated with. And so Cypress 10 was meant to break that market perception, right? And we do it at the beginning, right? We show you a video explaining the differences between component testing and end-to-end testing.
Yep.
And it's literally visit a page versus mount a component.
Yep.
We wrap Vue Test Utils, so it's the same API you use to mount your components.
Yeah, I'm always a big fan of how the DX is during writing any tests in Cypress.
Yeah.
Really, it's really easy and intuitive, and people can get along very easy as well. So yeah, for your talk, what's the connection between Vite and Vue and Cypress that you're talking about today?
Sure. Yeah, I mean Vue and Cypress. It's kind of obvious. It's a component testing talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can test your Vue components.
True.
I let the audience choose if they wanted to see how the Vuetify team tests their own components with
mm-hmm.
Cypress. I let the audience choose if they wanted to see create Vue, the scaffold
mm-hmm.
of how to set up your project really quickly, or if they wanted to just see a component library,
right.
No business domain, right?
Right?
Which is kind of unfortunate, because that's Cypress's superpower, is the fact that it comes with network mocking built in. It's one of the many superpowers. So you can build really complex, you can test really complex, untestable components with ease without understanding any of the implementation, right?
All right. Give an example about a very complex one that we can easily test with Cypress.
Yeah. So Cypress itself, dog foods, we have over 130 components right now. Our most complex component would be the app specklist view, which supports fuzzy search, it supports a virtualized list, and it's a recursive component, right?
Yep.
And so without changing the test, we're very easily able to actually, the coolest moment when I was building that tree, we mob programmed it over Zoom, which is like such an apocalyptic moment. As we were building it, and we realized the fuzzy search introduced performance problems.
Yeah.
We virtualized the list,
the tree
view, right? And we didn't touch our tests. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't have to change the tests at all. And they still ran in under a second. And so it's super cool.
Yeah.
Like that was the most complex thing. And we're stubbing GraphQL out in the back. Like we use Vue's Urkel bindings, which is for Vue 3. Thorsten was very involved with the Urkel team in order to produce the Urkel GraphQL bindings.
Yep.
So you have this CSS HTML complex component, right? That's difficult.
Yeah.
And then you add domain logic on top of that, not just domain logic, GraphQL on top of that.
Right.
And the amount of literal lines of code you change to make the test work.
This seems to be very, very complex to be.
As
you explain it, it's very complex.
But you don't even think about it. You just build your component.
Yeah.
And you build your test, and then it's so maintainable. You just don't even look at it ever again.
Cypress do the magic under the hood.
That's a very simple way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an experience. It's probably over the last 3 years of my development career, right? Over the last 3 years of my development career, I have never felt as high and in flow as I did building out the new component library for Cypress.
Right.
Getting to use the tool we built to change the UI completely. That was really cool.
Yeah, it sounds really cool.
Wikimedia uses it. I just set up Wikimedia and the Wikipedia Foundation. They're rewriting their design system. I set up Vuetify with it, set up Chakra UI with it. So it's been really awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. What you're building is used in several places as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, you have quite some browser support now coming. Especially regarding Firefox.
Firefox has been supported for 5 years, 4 years. Yeah.
Okay. And which one was missing? So?
WebKit.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chromium based or all Chromium
it's
based
all
are
Chromium
already.
Based.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's from the beginning, I guess. That's from the beginning, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always been Chrome DevTools protocol was always supported, and then we added the Firefox, protocol and supported that as well, which means that you can test everything but Safari, and I have a lot of reasons why.
IE 11. No. What is that?
No, that's back then.
Yeah.
We support Edge.
Yeah.
Vue 3 doesn't even support IE anyway.
I know about Vue 3, but what about the legacy applications?
With the compatibility, the legacy applications.
Yes. Upgrade yourself, right?
Yeah, but Microsoft dropped it.
Microsoft
themselves.
Dropped it. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, why would we invest in supporting something that Microsoft dropped?
It just been dropped. Recently, but it was not dropped before. But
we knew it would be dropped, and so why would we do 8 months, 9 months, 10 months of development effort, knowing that it was end of life? Like that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. But we need to convince all the legacy, especially banking, that we are still depending
but
on this.
But if you're
kind
in
of
a
stuff,
Chinese company working in IE 9 or 10, you don't use Vue 3 anyway,
And you are not going to use Cypress, I guess. Yeah. It will be manual tests most probably, right?
I mean, no, it'll be Selenium, yeah.
Or Selenium, yes, yes, yes.
You'll use Selenium. If Selenium even still supports that, yeah.
Good job.
You would have a pain of I'm really, really sanitizing.
Yeah, it's been in the nick. Yeah, I know.
My curse words here.
And so, does Cypress also integrate well with Vitest?
I mean, they're completely separate solutions. I talk about that in my talk.
Okay.
It's literally I spend probably 4 slides on it. It's Cypress is a browser-based testing solution. Vitest is a node-based testing solution.
Okay.
It emulates the DOM as much as you need to run any browser code in the DOM, in an emulated DOM. I'm a maintainer of Vitest. I've talked to Anthony, before he even started writing Vitest, about his feelings of Cypress.
You did some workshops on it also?
Me?
Yeah.
On Vitest?
Yeah. No?
I did one talk so far on the anatomy of a test runner. I have my second talk on Vitest. I'm giving it VueConf US in like a week. Mm-hmm. And then the 8-hour workshop on Cypress component testing is next week in VueConf US as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's my schedule. But yeah, they play wonderfully together. You know, SodaT did a really good job updating the CreateView template, so you can accept them.
That's great. Yeah, talking about your contribution as well in other projects, what other projects you are contributing to other than Cypress and Vitest?
Do you remember Faker.js?
Yes.
Yeah, so I worked with the 8 other developers, you know, made front page of Hacker News on January like 10th or something like that.
All right.
Help maintain Faker.js, mostly in a non-code capacity.
Yeah.
Busy writing Cypress 10, busy doing the product work for that, busy doing, I hired my replacement for people manager, so didn't need to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I could focus on code, which is pretty cool. But Faker.js was probably the biggest thing I did this, quarter.
Yeah, that's great. But yeah, so are you writing code right now?
Am I writing code right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but being a team lead in Cypress makes you do more like, management work or meetings work and documentation, this kind of stuff more, or writing code more and managing the architecture of what,
Sure. Yeah, so in December, I hired my replacement from GitLab.
Yeah.
So I hired a Vue developer from GitLab who was a people manager there. Right, Natalia, also Vue Core, worked at GitLab. He knows Natalia. Spoke here this week, earlier today, first talk.
We interviewed here as well. Yeah.
So she's at GitLab. I hired a people manager from GitLab to take over that work.
Yeah.
No longer have to wake up at 10 a.m. It's lovely. I don't know. This month, because we were preparing for release, I was doing documentation.
Yeah.
Because I was, I'm the thought leader behind component testing at Cypress.
That's absolutely important, especially if you are building anything for developers. Documentation is the same importance like code, in my opinion.
Yeah, and so we went through a few iterations of how we were going to structure the documentation. And after working on the Vue Test Utils docs, like the low-level docs, right? It became very, very, very clear to me that we should be putting somebody who works in the framework in charge of that section of the documentation. So I built out the structure for Vue. I said, this is how you test slots. This is how you test scope slots, named slots, all of the Vue-y things, events, for example. If you put a React developer in charge of that, they would be like, this is how you pass a function as a prop.
You will think of the active way.
Exactly, which is not wrong. I mean, and this is how you test children. Mm-hmm. And this is how you have a reliance on providers.
That's
right.
True.
And these are different concerns. And so we made a decision in the Cypress documentation, which we released, Wednesday? We made a decision to have a Vue section and a React section. The React section focuses very heavily on providers.
Yes.
Vue section focuses very heavily on how to test slots, how to install plugins, how to write a custom mount command that always wraps it with Vueify. The pain points people have whenever you were to go on Stack Overflow and say Vue testing on Stack Overflow, those questions. And I honestly believe it's some of the best testing documentation for Vue that exists on the internet.
Wow.
Coming from somebody who wrote the Vue Test Utils docs and, I hired the other maintainer from Vue Test Utils to work at Cypress.
That's very smart to hire, the right people to do it.
Yeah.
Because there are two different developer experience as well. So you need people who are, you know, their hands
experts.
Are, yes.
Yes.
And their hands are dirty with that.
Well, for Angular and Svelte, I have the same exact feelings, right?
Yes.
So we have Jordan Powell on DX.
Yeah.
I think he's like top 8 NX contributor or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
He's lovely and he's very, very well connected in the Angular community. On the side, I found out he'd supported Angular 12 through 14 and it's just like ready to go
yeah.
into like once we merged Cypress 10, like we have a backlog of like the Svelte mounting library is ready to go.
Yeah.
And I need to find a Svelte expert who can tell me about the nuances and the kinds of things that they're looking to test
yeah.
like in the right language.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's pretty cool.
I'd like to just ask an inside question about, you know, technicality as well.
Sure.
Are you working closely with the Chromium team about, you know, the recorder tab as well to make sure that these scripts are working perfectly with Cypress?
I mean,
so tell us about this.
Sure. So the structure of the Cypress team is split in two for the open source work. So we have an app team that works on open source, and then we have a cloud or a dashboard team that works on our paid service, because Cypress does have a paid service. And the app team is split in two. We have the component testing side, and then we have the end-to-end testing side. The end-to-end testing side and DX have been working closely with the Chromium team to make Cypress recording an output target of the Chrome DevTools.
Yep.
If I wasn't so heads down, I would be able to tell you when we released it. I think we released it 2 months ago.
No, less, I guess.
Huh?
Less than 2 months, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So wait, you asked me a question and you knew the answer and you put me on the spot.
No, I didn't mean about the time. I mean, are you working with them to do that? But I know from the Chromium team that they are producing that. I'm wondering that you are contributing with them doing that or they are, you know, just trying to produce a new feature from Chromium.
They switched from Protractor to Cypress. Like we're working closely with them. There's no reason to deviate from, I don't know, I wouldn't say standards, but there's no reason to deviate from working with the people who are building the technologies.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
That was my question. Don't get me wrong. Asking that you care about this with the Chromium team. And you're assigning, you know, investing some time doing that because it's very important as well.
Like concretely, we have Jira tickets.
Yeah.
Like that's the concrete. We have Jira tickets that say like, we're spending time with the Chromium team to build this out.
Absolutely.
Like this is on the roadmap.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds great. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. No, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. No.
It's okay. I was just like, wait. He knows the answer. Why did he ask me?
People might not know. That's the reason. And I'm not talking about the time. I know it's less than 2 months, but
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
wondering about your contribution with the Chromium team, which is great.
My contribution for the end to end side has been very, very little. After redesigning the Cypress UI, managing a team of 8, coming up with the component testing concept, like I didn't have time to do all of the things.
Sounds great. Would you like to get the honor for the final question?
Like the non-technical one? No.
Or the technical one, if you have any, please go ahead.
No, sorry, what do you mean?
No, the final one that we wrap it up.
Okay, so outside of the tech-related stuff, do you have some hack tips that you discovered recently?
Oh, so like, outside of tech, what are my life tips?
Like any recent
or inside hack? The tech as
or,
well.
I was going to say wear a mask. I don't know. like what else are you supposed to say? Inside tech, the question I get asked the most is how do you get involved with open source? Or for newer developers, how do you level up? And my belief, and I guess this extends non-tech, right? My belief is that you surround yourself by people who are better than you. And in the COVID land, in the COVID times, that is all on Discord for open source. So go on Discord, find Reactive Flux if you'd like React. Find the TypeScript Discord is really good. Like they have their shit together.
I can't confirm. I'm there, so I know.
TypeScript Discord is like gold.
That's true.
And so I highly suggest like finding something you want to get better at and helping other people or like just lurking in the help channel. Like that's why I'm involved with Vue and Vue Core, is because I lurked in Vue land for a year and a half.
Right.
When I started working remote. So like Discord's the way to go if you want to learn more, get closer to other people.
Sounds a great tip.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
of course.
It was a pleasure having you here.
Thanks.
And it was a fun conversation. Thank you.
Of course.
Thanks for listening, and until the next one.